This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. There's more on power987.co.za.
I'm Ayabong Atawe. Thank you for downloading this Power Business podcast.
22 minutes it is before the top of the hour. We now will take a look at the results of Transaction Capital, the owner of SA Taxi and Transaction Capital Risk Services. They announced their annual results for the year ending September 2018 earlier on today. And as we've been having the conversation with Santaco, which bought 25% of a share in SA Taxi, it's good to find out how the mother company has been doing lately. And the company recorded a core headline earnings growth of 18%. And they also saw a core headline earnings per share at SA Taxi up 21% and also up 17% at their other subsidiary, Transaction Capital Risk Services. I'm joined on the line by their CEO, David Hurwitz, to talk about these numbers. David, good evening to you and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on the show.
David, let's start off here with that strong performance that you've seen there in both of your subsidiaries. We've spoken at length about SA Taxi and in particular the Santaco deal. So let's maybe shift our attention here to Transaction Capital Risk Services and that 17% increase in your core headline earnings sitting now at $273 million.
Yes, so in Transaction Capital Risk Services, as you correctly say, we've grown earnings this year by 17%. Since we listed, we've generated earnings growth per year on a compound annual growth rate of 20%. And we really are extremely happy with this result. You'll know that the markets are particularly difficult. The operating environment at the moment is particularly difficult. And we are a consumer-facing business. Yeah. And, consumers are seriously over-indebted and under pressure at the moment. So we are really very happy with this result in this environment.
Yeah, and the other impact, certainly from a cost perspective for you, or by way of what you're able to collect, certainly on your loan book, has been the challenge of higher fuel prices and what some of your clients have been paying at the pumps.
Yes, I mean that's in the taxi business.
Yeah.
Fuel prices are high. Essentially what that does is it puts stress on a minibus taxi operator, both to either afford their loan installments, which is one part of the business. The other part of the business is insurance. To afford the insurance premiums, fuel does stress a minibus taxi operator's ability to make money. We've seen fuel prices up on a 12-month rolling basis by 12% for petrol and 16% for diesel. Oil prices are lower at the moment, and the rand is also more stable and lower, and this should result in quite a significant reduction in fuel prices, and we hope that this can be sustained over the medium term. But what we have seen is that minibus taxi operators have had to increase fares and pass this on to the commuter. We're also seeing from our telematics devices that minibus taxi operators are working longer hours and traveling more kilometers, and all of this is needed to allow a minibus taxi operator to afford their finance and their insurance premiums.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the minibus taxi industry is particularly resilient. It's the dominant form of public transport in South Africa. In South Africa, 40% of our population rely on public transport and spend on public transport is non-discretionary, and the minibus taxi industry really is capturing most of that. So the minibus taxi industry is resilient, but times are tough.
Yeah. Let's take a look now at the accelerated book build process that you had undertaken earlier on in the financial year, around March 2018 or so. It certainly improved the prospects of you being able to secure much more by way of international investors, which have increased in the recent while for you as a company. Just talk to us about that.
Yeah, so really, really what the opportunity there was to increase the free float in our business. A large proportion of the shares in this business were owned by management and the founders, and we just felt that that was overweight. In order to increase liquidity and allow other institutional investors a chance to participate, management and founders did sell down a small portion of their shares. Management and the founders are still the biggest shareholders, sitting at 32%. And what we've done is that our foreign ownership has gone up from 6 to 16%. And that's great because when you've got international shareholders looking to buy shares in a South African company with everything going on in South Africa, it really is a vote of confidence for Transaction Capital. So we're very pleased with that. And then our institutional shareholding sits, if we include Allan Gray and Old Mutual, who both own more than 5%, then our international shareholding is sitting at about 62%. Mm. And as I said, those are people like Allan Gray, Old Mutual, the PRCE. We really do have a very good spread of shareholders. So, you know, this has really helped our business, this book build process. It's also increased liquidity. So we see about 470,000 shares trade per day, and that's about $600,000 worth of volume trading through our stock every day. So there is real interest in the stock, and David, it has been a star performer.
David, I just want to bring you back to the SA Taxi conversation we were having earlier on with Maroba and Ukwabe. I mean, one of the questions I asked Maroba as we started the conversation is why the industry with its immense buying power probably wouldn't have structured this deal in a different way. And the reason why I ask that is if I look at your non-performing loan ratio, they're up from 17.1% to 17.7%. And certainly when I look at some of the benefit from an interest expense saving for you as a company of this particular deal, and also getting some, realizing some of the cash that you can use for your own growth initiatives, it seems like you probably got a better part of this deal than Santaco, who with any dividends that come will pay off the debt, or 90% of those will pay off the debt.
So I think we mustn't just look at this from a cash flow perspective. We must really look for real value creation. There's no doubt this is a beneficial deal for both parties. So it really is, I hate to use like colloquialisms, but it is a win-win situation. From Santaco's perspective, the gripe of the minibus taxi industry for many, many years has been that it is excluded from the value chain. It isn't able to participate in fuel spend. It isn't able to participate in the financing of the industry. It isn't able to participate in the insuring of the industry. It doesn't participate in the margin on the sale of vehicles. And we as SA Taxi participate in all of those verticals. So by embarking on this partnership, what Santaco really does is automatically starts to participate in all the different verticals of the value chain and all the different revenue flows coming out of the minibus taxi industry. And that benefit does get distributed through to ultimately into, you know, the broad-based provincial structures of Santaco. So I think that is a very big benefit for them. In addition, what it does is it allows Santaco to grow a real asset of value. And Santaco has really battled to do this in prior years. You know, by the time the debt is repaid, and we do anticipate that at the end of the seven-year funding period, that Santaco can refinance some of the debt that it has. Some will be repaid, some can be refinanced, but if our share price continues to grow at the rate that it has over the past, then there will be real creation of equity value for the industry, and that's really what it's all about.
And of course, David, all of that is dependent on appreciation of the share price, and of course, what impact that has on your dividend in line with your dividend policy. Just briefly outline that policy for us.
Yeah, so from a dividend, perspective, SA Taxi has been paying, will pay dividends now of about 50% of its profitability. TC as a group pays a similar amount out. So, you know, this year you can see our dividends have grown at a much faster rate than our earnings.
Yes.
Earnings grew at 18%. Dividends grew at 25%, and if you take a look since we've listed, you know, since we've listed, we've been able to grow earnings at 20%, but dividends have grown at 33%. So what it shows is that our business is a strong cash generator, and TC as a group paid a dividend cover at 2.2 times cover. So it's almost 50% of total group profits were paid out as dividends. And, you know, this is something that can support Santaco to redeem this debt and ultimately create value. And the Santaco deal is really about, besides all the benefits to Santaco, which I've spoken about, it allows SA Taxi to develop new products and to distribute those products into the market, the minibus taxi market, to broaden our market exposure and open up our what we call our total addressable market. And if we do that, then the company will become more profitable. Both Santaco and the industry will benefit through more profitability in the company, and hence more dividends going to them. So that's the logic about it. It really is an alignment of interests.
Okay, alignment of incentives and alignment of interests. David Hurwitz, let's leave it there. Really appreciate your time. That there was David Hurwitz, Chief Executive Officer at Transaction Capital, talking to us towards the tail end there about that deal, which would certainly align incentives and interests between them and their main customer segment for the SA taxi business, which are minibus taxi operators.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.